Well, it's N for people who illegally dump their rubbish or who use unregistered collectors to take away their household waste. New bylaws being passed by local authorities will see inspectors calling at your door if you don't have a contract with a household waste company. I'm joined in the studio now by Hugh Coughlin from the Eastern Midlands Regional Waste Office. You're very welcome. So tell us how big this problem is of illegal dumping and people who haven't signed up with official household waste contractors.
I suppose it's important to give a bit of context. There's about 1.7 million households across the country and there's about 3 million tonnes of waste that's collected every year. We would estimate that there's about 80% of people who have a curbside service with a waste collector. And then there would be another percentage who would either use a civic amenity site in the local area or who would share the bin as well. We recognise that that does happen and it can happen. But there
and
would
that's
be,
allowed and okay to share a bin?
Yeah, we've recognised that. That is a feature. There are circumstances where relatives may share or neighbours may share, depending on the volumes of waste that's been generated. So that's okay and that will be allowed for in the bylaws. In terms of those then who are outside the system, difficult to, but we would estimate that there are approximately at least 5%, so about 80,000 households at least who are outside the system. And those households, they could either be using the sort of the man in the van, they could be burning their waste or they could be illegally dumping their waste.
Okay, so how are you going to find out who exactly they are?
I suppose one of the approaches, and there's a sort of a pilot in operation in Sligo at the moment, whereby the use of air codes are being adopted. So you would get the information, which is allowed for in legislation, to get the information from the waste collectors as to who they have on a service in a particular area. And then you would just cross-check that using the air codes and then identify areas for further investigation. So then, on a strategic, you're strategically using your actual enforcement resources.
So you will be able to look at an area and say, this person here in number whatever doesn't have a contract with a bin company, so we're going to go and see them and find out what's going on.
It would be more that it needs further investigation. You need to knock on that door and talk to the people in the house and
will,
see what they were doing with their waste.
The plan is to do that though, isn't it?
Yes,
to knock on
yes,
doors.
Yes, it is. And knocking on doors, it's not a new thing. It has happened previously as well where we have knocked on doors in areas where there have been difficulties. So this, because we're bringing this across the country, it's a national template that's been advanced. The bylaws have been brought in 80% of local authorities at this stage. By start of Q2, it'll be across the country. Then that would allow.
That's important to clarify that they will, these bylaws will be brought in everywhere in the state.
Yeah, they'll be brought in everywhere in the state. But just as well, it's part of a three-stage process. They'll be brought in, and they've been brought in with the consent. It's the adoption of bylaws is a function of the members of the local authorities. So they've been brought in that way.
So
education awareness then will be a key role over the next number of months. Just we'll be doing a leaflet, doing it in different languages, online radio campaign as well, just to educate people about their obligations, not just having a service, it's about separating it properly as well. It's about not having overloaded bins and, it's about storing them correctly as well.
So what could happen to you then if you are dumping your waste illegally? What are the penalties?
The penalties, these allow for a fixed penalty notice of €75 or on a court conviction, it could be €2,500.
Now, are you chasing the rogue waste collection services as well as the householders?
Well, absolutely, because that's a feature of at the moment, and that's the information we're getting back is that there still are people who are knocking on doors offering services like that are too good to be true and at low costs. So it's important that if you're engaging one of those people, that they have a waste collection permit.
Okay, Hugh Coughlin from the Eastern Midlands Regional Waste Office, thank you for joining us on the News at One today.